KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly to mostly sunny, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 82, just a slight chance for some isolated showers and thunderstorms through about 1 p.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston report three arrests took place over the weekend. Early Saturday morning, 19-year-old Adriana Marks and 28-year-old Adam Drake, both of Creston, were arrested on simple misdemeanor charges of trespassing. Both were being held in the Union County Jail on $300 bond each. On Sunday, Creston police arrested 34-year-old Bobby Flynn of Creston on charges of operating a vehicle without the owner's consent and theft in the third degree. Flynn was being held in the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. Creston police are investigating two incidents of vandalism and one incident of fraud. Officials say an Elston resident reported fraudulent charges were made on his bank account between August 6th and 7th for nine purchases made online. The loss was estimated at $1,300. On Sunday, Midwest Property Services in Creston reported that an abandoned property at 508 North Elm Street, owned by the company, was vandalized at an unknown date and time. A door had been kicked in and window broken. The damage was estimated at $100. And a Creston police officer noticed a Pepsi machine outside the Fairway store in Creston had been vandalized Sunday. The inside of the machine was exposed. It's not clear when the incident occurred. Damage was estimated at $200. The main investor in a Council Bluffs music festival is suing the event's organizers, and at least three vendors are seeking repayment of deposits and lost revenue. The investor, Eric F. Marsh, is suing the Dom Group for more than $400,000. The group's partners, Jason Dick and Derek Opperman, blame the problems at the three-day grassroots music festival on Marsh. The festival was plagued by absent performers, long lines, and vendors who were angry that they were barred at the last minute from doing business at the event. Marsh sued the Dom Group in part to ensure that he would be the festival's exclusive vendor. In response, the Dom Group broke their contracts with previously signed vendors, most of which paid deposits of about $3,000 each. Two grants announced last week addressed the majority of a $700,000 funding shortfall for the proposed Pottawatomie County Veterans Bridge and Veterans Building in Council Bluffs. The Iowa West Foundation and Charles E. Lakin Foundation each awarded $275,000 to the project to help close the gap between the $1.5 million approved by voters more than a year ago and the low project bid of $2.25 million. The amount not funded by the covered by the foundation grants, about $150,000, will come from county funds that were set aside for a property purchase or through changes in the building's lighting or other design features in order to cut costs. The 6,300-square-foot facility is to be located at the northeast corner of South 6th Street and 6th Avenue in Council Bluffs. The building will house Veterans Services, replacing the cramped 1,600-square-foot office space at the courthouse annex. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold their regular last prior meeting to the September 8th school board elections this evening, beginning at 7:30 p.m., During their session in the High School Media Center, the board will hear a presentation from Russell Peck, Director of Operations, with regard to the summer capital projects. Later in the session, the board will act on approving a 2015-16 professional development plan, Superintendent Michael Amstein's 2015-16 goals, student transportation for extracurricular activities in 2015-16, middle school STEM grant positions, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, and contracts with Iowa Western Community College. The final item for the evening is a review of board policies for the 2015-16 school year and related discussion. A 29-year-old Nebraska man has been charged in connection with a fatal accident in northwest Iowa. Police in Sioux City say the accident occurred around 3:15 p.m. Saturday when a man and his wife stopped to check on a driver who was slumped behind the wheel of a pickup that was sitting in the roadway. They awoke the driver, who started to speed away, but police say a trailer being pulled by the pickup ran over the man, fatally injuring him. The man's name has not been released. The pickup driver was arrested later Saturday in Plymouth County. He was identified as Dustin Supi of South Sioux City, Nebraska, who's been charged with leaving the scene of an accident. Sioux City officials want the public to help select a design for new signs welcoming visitors to the city. The three concepts are on display through August 16th at the Sioux City Arts Center. The designs are also available online at www.sioux-city.org. Residents are asked to fill out feedback cards available at the Arts Center or online. The city currently doesn't have entryway signs. Ann Westra, the city's economic development specialist, said the city worked with the Iowa DOT to try and find the best spots to place the signs. A sign concept will be presented to the city council in September, and officials expect to install the signs in the spring of next year. The economic development company of the Winnebago Tribe plans to sell the former Sioux City Bank building after an arrangement fell through to move it across the Missouri River to Winnebago, Nebraska. Ho-Chunk Incorporated bought the former Liberty National Bank building from the city in June for $7,500. The city plans to redevelop the land for new commercial uses and additional parking. Ho-Chunk had planned to bring the building to its headquarters in Winnebago and then reopen it as a financial institution. But Ho-Chunk CFO Dennis Johnson said it proved too costly to move the structure across the Siouxland Veterans Memorial Bridge. Ho-Chunk says it will meet the moving deadline of September the 30th, even if it has to demolish the building. Two federal programs are available to help seniors and low-income Iowans with the purchase of fresh produce grown in the state. The Iowa Department of Agriculture handles the details, and Paul Overham is the program administrator.
We have the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program that offers seniors that are 60 years of age or older and meet some income eligibility guidelines. They're offered 10 $3 vouchers that they can use at the farmer's market.
The other program provides vouchers to those in the WIC supplemental food program.
They're eligible for 9 $3 vouchers that they can use throughout the growing season at the farmer's markets with eligible vendors. The vendors have to go through a training session and be certified in this program before they can accept the vouchers.
Overham says the vendors have to offer locally grown produce.
For this program, when we say local, we mean it has to be grown in Iowa or any of the counties that touch Iowa's borders, and then that produce is eligible for these $3 vouchers.
He says the voucher programs have a double impact.
You know, on the one hand, it helps folks that might need a little assistance getting the nutrition found in fresh produce into their kitchens for preparation. And then on the other side, it helps the vendors a little. It's another stream of income for them. And overall, it increases the awareness and use of farmers markets throughout Iowa. So it's kind of neat that way.
He says most people in the state who are eligible for the two programs should not have trouble finding a place to get the produce.
Iowa has a per capita. It's one of the highest per capita states when it comes to the number of farmers markets.
And seniors can find out about the program at some of the agencies that provide other services.
You'd want to contact, your congregate meal site or your senior center, or you could contact your region of the state. You could contact your area agency on aging. There are six of them in the state, and they would help you locate where in your community these checks are available.
The Farmers Market voucher programs are available through October 31st. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.